Identifying signs of abuse and neglect in care settings. Identifying signs of abuse and neglect in care settings is crucial for ensuring the safety and well-being of vulnerable people. It requires vigilance and understanding of both physical and psychological indicators that may suggest mistreatment. Empowering individuals with knowledge of how to recognize these signs is a vital step towards advocating for people who may not be able to speak up for themselves. Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. Types of abuse. Physical abuse involves the intentional infliction of harm through physical force, resulting in injuries such as bruises, cuts, or broken bones. Emotional abuse, on the other hand, targets the psychological well-being of an individual, causing trauma through verbal threats, intimidation, or manipulation. These two forms of abuse can have profound effects on a person's physical and mental health, emphasizing the importance of recognizing and addressing signs in care settings. Physical abuse. Physical abuse involves intentional harm or injury inflicted on a person, often leaving visible signs such as bruises, cuts, or broken bones. These physical indicators of violence should be taken seriously as potential signs of abuse. In social care settings, it's crucial to be vigilant for any unexplained injuries or patterns of harm that may suggest physical abuse. Recognizing these signs and indicators promptly can help protect individuals from further harm and ensure their safety and well-being. Vigilance and proactive intervention are essential in addressing cases of physical abuse effectively. Emotional abuse. Emotional abuse in care settings involves the intentional infliction of psychological harm on individuals, impacting their mental well-being and emotional stability. Indicators of emotional abuse may include verbal abuse, where individuals are subjected to insults, threats, or harsh language, leading to feelings of worthlessness. Psychological manipulation and humiliation are common tactics used in emotional abuse, causing victims to feel isolated and powerless. Signs of emotional abuse can manifest as low self-esteem, fear of intervention, and isolation from support networks. Recognizing these indicators is crucial in safeguarding individuals from the detrimental effects of emotional abuse, emphasizing the importance of creating a supportive and respectful care environment that promotes mental and emotional well-being. What is neglect? In situations of neglect, clinicians fail to provide the necessary care and attention required for the well-being of individuals under their responsibility. Neglect, which is also a form of child abuse, can manifest in various signs within care settings that indicate a lack of proper care and supervision. The identification of neglect involves recognizing signs such as poor environment and personal hygiene, malnutrition or unexplained weight loss, changes in appetite, and untreated injuries. In care settings, these indicators can identify signs of neglect, prompting further assessments to safeguard the well-being of the people affected. It's crucial for caregivers, educators, and professionals in care settings to be vigilant in detecting signs of neglect to ensure appropriate interventions are implemented promptly. By understanding the signs and implications of neglect, individuals can work towards creating safe and nurturing environments. Warning signs to watch out for. Individuals in care settings must remain watchful for warning signs that may indicate potential abuse or neglect occurring in their environment. Signs of abuse can manifest in various forms, including physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect, and domestic violence. Indicators of physical abuse may include unexplained injuries like bruises or burns, while emotional abuse could be reflected in extreme behavior changes or lack of attachment. Neglect may be evident through poor personal hygiene, pressure sores, malnutrition, or unexplained weight loss. Domestic violence signs could involve verbal abuse, fear of intervention, or isolation from friends and family. It's crucial not to overlook these signs, as they may hint at underlying issues that require immediate attention. By being vigilant and recognizing these indicators, individuals in care settings can take proactive steps to address and prevent potential instances of abuse or neglect. Reporting procedures. Following established procedures when reporting suspected abuse or neglect in care settings is crucial to ensure prompt intervention and protection of vulnerable individuals. For young people and children, reporting procedures typically involve contacting local child protective services to relay concerns and provide detailed information regarding the suspected abuse or neglect. Reporting procedures for adults often involve the local authority. It's essential to prioritize safety throughout the reporting process, emphasizing the importance of accurate and thorough documentation to aid investigations. Additionally, family advocacy programs can play a significant role in handling reports of abuse and neglect, offering support to both the individuals reporting the concerns and the affected parties. Seeking guidance from specialists within these programs can provide valuable insights into best practices for addressing cases of abuse or neglect effectively. By adhering to reporting procedures and seeking assistance from relevant authorities and family advocacy programs, family members and individuals can contribute to safeguarding and promoting a safe and secure environment for all. Preventing measures. One must prioritize implementing preventive measures to safeguard individuals from abuse and neglect in care settings. Prevention strategies play a crucial role in mitigating the risk factors associated with abuse. Interventions should focus on raising awareness and education, as well as addressing issues such as poverty, substance abuse, and mental health concerns. Educating individuals on internet safety is essential in today's digital age, including monitoring online activities and promoting safe internet use to prevent online abuse and exploitation. Furthermore, utilizing available resources is key to developing effective prevention measures. Training specialists and seeking guidance from relevant representatives can enhance the capacity to prevent abuse. Understanding the long-term effects of abuse and neglect is also vital in shaping prevention strategies and interventions. Importance of identifying signs of abuse and neglect. Recognizing signs of abuse and neglect is crucial in ensuring the well-being and safety of vulnerable individuals in care settings. Identifying these signs promptly can lead to intervention and protection for those at risk. Healthcare services and local authorities play a vital role in safeguarding young people and individuals in need of social care from various forms of abuse. By understanding the indicators of abuse, such as physical injuries, emotional distress, or neglectful conditions, professionals can take necessary actions to prevent further harm. Recognizing these signs isn't only for addressing immediate concerns, but also for implementing long-term prevention strategies. Collaboration between healthcare providers, social workers, and local authorities is key in creating a protective environment for those under care. Safeguarding is a priority for Nurseline Community Services. At Nurseline Community Services, safeguarding and delivering person-centered care are foundational principles that guide our approach to supporting individuals with complex care needs across the UK. With a dedicated team of over 400 active clinicians, we are committed to providing immediate support and structured care plans tailored to the unique needs of each individual we serve. Our dedication to safeguarding extends beyond clinical support, integrating families and friends into the care process to ensure a network of support and connection. What's more, our services, characterized by responsiveness and a deep understanding of individual needs, include a wide array of support ranging from mental health and autism support to care for physical disabilities and sensory impairments. Our fast response team stands ready to de-escalate crisis situations within 24 to 48 hours, emphasizing the importance of immediate and effective crisis management. Contact us today to discover how we can assist you on your journey towards independence and well-being. Let's work together to create a positive impact in the lives of people in need.